या वन सेकंड प्रभु जी, माता जी कैन यू स्टार्ट रिकॉर्डिंग?
इट्स रिकॉर्डिंग माता जी।
वेलकम टू भक्ति संघा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस समीक ऋषि प्रभु जी ऑन द टॉपिक श्रीमद् भागवतम 4.25.37 and 38। आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू सुरेश्वर श्याम प्रभु जी टू गिव इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट अवर वंडरफुल स्पीकर टुडे। सुरेश्वर प्रभु जी, यू कैन टेक ओवर द कॉल प्रभु जी।
Yeah, thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your wonderful classes and enlivening our consciousness towards Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Prabhu. His Grace Shyamakrishi Prabhu is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating to lots of projects. For the propagation of Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for the Bhakti Vedanta Institute and an office for the Back to Godhead magazine and donated the Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early 80s. In the early 90s, they took the initiation to construct a new home for Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Gita Nagari. He also served as the temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He started every town and village trust fund funded by Shyamakrishi Prabhu's own life savings and earnings to serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked on a project called the Krishna Mani Temple, in which he produced 3,000 mini temples that includes deities as well as place for Srila Prabhupada's books. For the past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada's mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India, various other countries, and also regularly sharing Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is an initiating ISKCON guru. Currently, Shyamakrishi Prabhuji's main focus is developing ISKCON Kargon, New Vraja, Navavraja Dham, a 50-acre temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India, to serve the worldwide devotee community. We can get more information of this project from everytownandvillage.org. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your association. Hare Krishna.
जस्ट बिफोर, और अभी अनम्यूट नहीं हुआ है। मुझे अभी भी आवाज पूरी की पूरी, जैसे आई एम लिसनिंग टू माय ओन रिकॉर्डिंग, हाउ आई कैन स्टॉप दैट? मैं फिर से शुरू करूं?
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, वी कैन हियर यू नाउ।
यू कैन हियर, बट आई हैव अ डिस्टरबेंस फ्रॉम माय प्रीवियस फेसबुक रिकॉर्डिंग that I gave the class just before you.
Can you turn off the Facebook, Prabhuji? Can you turn off the Facebook?
Now, how to go back to... I may get disconnected, but I will join again, okay? Let me just turn off.
Yeah, you turn off the Facebook.
Mataji, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you.
You can hear me. Is it okay now? Is it okay to go ahead?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So today we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a chapter, canto 4, chapter number 25, text number 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak on this Bhagavad Gita verses, to read Bhagavad Gita verses with all the exalted Vaishnavas, like all yourself. So we'll be reading this and then give a little bit background what it is. And let me give the background right now. So this verse that we are reading on 4:25-36, that is about the Puranjan's story, who left the spiritual kingdom and looking for some sense enjoyment. So he goes everywhere, then he finds some place in northern Himalaya. So he finds a woman there, means there were so many things, but he finds a woman there, and there he is talking. He does not know even her name is Puranjani. So he's inquiring from Puranjani that, my dear lotus eyed one, who are you, where you are coming from, and whose daughter you are, and why you are here, who are these bodyguards, and who are following you, who is that snake? So he's asking different things. So in this way, just by talking and joining, so they become attracted to each other. And so he was showing her that, you please show me your face, and a smiling face. And so she replies that, I don't know my name or where I am come from, who is my family. So in this way, they start talking, and that way they get association together. Association means there are like women's association, that is so many desires. And it is these men are senses in the mind which are there. So she had a lot of friends also. So now she's replying to, so these verses are the reply of the Puranjani to Puranjani. The woman is replying to the man. So we will satisfy you by great fortune. You have come here, attend a human body, and you desire to satisfy your senses and all my friends, and I shall try to best to satisfy your desires. And she also says that you could live here for 100 years, and because that is the human life, and I will arrange everything for your sense gratification. And others are incompetent, and they do not really know. They are not conversant about the sex and not knowing about this, but we will enjoy. So they are unable to think of the function like the animals. So she's telling the other people who don't follow that way, she calls them animals. So it is like there are Pravati and Nivarti Mark. So she talks about all the Pravati Mark, immediate enjoyment. So text number 36, Vistyagato Sivadramte Gramyan Kaman Abhiksase Udvahishyami Tasteham Swabandhu Mirandivam Swabandhur Arindamam. So translation, O killer of the enemies, you have somehow or other come here. This is certainly great fortune for me. I wish all auspicious things for you. You have a great desire to satisfy your senses, and all my friends and I shall be. So her friends are like, so she's talking about her friends. They are either the same subjects, or this senses, knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. So they will all serve her, and life force or life heirs are the and then the five-headed snake is protecting Pran Apan Vyan Saman Budan. So that Pran Vayu is that who is protecting this lady. So she says that, I will fulfill your all the desires along with my friends. Prabhupada is writing, Puranjan, the purport, Puranjan inquired from the woman about those 11 men and their wives and a snake. The woman gave a brief description of them. She was obviously without full knowledge of her surrounding, man and woman, and the snake. As stated before, the snake is the vital force of the living being. The vital force always remains awake even when the body and the senses become sick and do not work, even in the state of unconsciousness. When we sleep, the snake or the life force remains intact and awake. Consequently, because when the life force is gone, man is dead. But until even if the person is unconscious, then naturally the life force is still working. Soul is all the time there. Soul never lives. But when the soul lives, then the person is dead. Then the life force also doesn't work. Consequently, the dream when we sleep, we dream when we sleep. When the living entity gives up this material body, the vital force still remains intact and carried to the another material body. So vital force, that is the soul that is giving consciousness, that also that takes another body. This is called transmigration or change of the body. And we have come to know this process as death. So when the soul transmigrates from one body to another, then that is the death. Actually, there is no death. The vital force always exists with the soul. And when the soul is awakened from so-called sleep, he can see this, his 11 friends are the active senses and the mind with their various desires. So desires are the vibes. The vital life force, that is the consciousness that we feel. So soul, the consciousness is there. Chetna, that is because of the soul, and that always remains with the person. And when the soul goes, the vital force also goes to the another body, which is the transmigration of the soul. The present body that remains is there in this world, and the soul goes to another place according to the karma. So even during our sleeping hours, we can understand by virtue of our breathing process that the snake lives by eating the air that passes within this body. So there are five kinds of pranavayu that is still there all the time. Air is exhibited in the form of breathing. And as long as breath is there, one can understand that a sleeping man is alive. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became unconscious, then Sarvam Bhattacharya brought some cotton wicks, some pieces of cotton, and he put in front of the nose of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then when he saw there is certain movement, so he knew that, yes, he is unconscious, deeply unconscious, but is still alive because vital force is there. So even when the grass body is asleep, the vital force remains active and alive to protect the body. Thus the snake is described as living and eating air to keep the body fit or alive. So text number 13. I think I read it wrong. O killer of the enemy, you have somehow or other come here. This is certainly great fortune for me. I wish all auspicious things for you. You have a great desire to satisfy your senses and all my friends, and I shall try our best in all respect. So purport, I was reading some another verse. So I will give you this correct purport. It's in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekehi Kuru Nandana Bhavushakai Anantasya Buddhayo Avyavasayinam. Those who are on the spiritual path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. When a devotee is advancing towards his spiritual realization, his only aim is the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not care for any other material or spiritual activity. King Puranjan represents the ordinary living entity, and the woman represents the ordinary living entity's intelligence. So it's a polluted intelligence. Puranjani was a polluted intelligence, thinking of always enjoying through the mind and 10 senses, which were associate of that person. So combined, the living entity enjoys these material senses and intelligence supplies all paraphernalia for his enjoyment. As soon as he enters the human power, the living entity is entrapped by family tradition, nationality, customs, etc. And these are all supplied by the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, the living entity, under the bodily conception of life, utilizes his intelligence to his best capacity in order to satisfy the senses. So, what is happening? This polluted intelligence, because of the presence of that, we think so many material things, desiring to enjoy the senses, to bring the senses in contact with the objects of the senses. In this way, he gets enamored and he feels that there is. So there are many, like in our Bhagavad Gita, that how the demons think that I'm enjoying now, I will enjoy more and more. I have so much wealth now, I will collect more wealth. I have killed some of my enemy and whatever is remaining, I will kill them now in this way. So in this way, he is just trying to satisfy his senses through this polluted intelligence. So our intelligence has to be not many branch. It has to be Krishna conscious intelligence and not intelligence of the, and it should be not many branch means not anywhere else. Our aim should be our human life. We should understand our goal, that our goal is to engage in loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead rather than enjoying our senses. And we get trapped life after life for millions of lifetime. We are here and it is Maya who arranges because of the polluted intelligence and our desires to enjoy separately from Krishna. Then Maya arranges all those things. Prakatehi kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma karta miti manyate. So because of this pride and we think that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, I could enjoy, nobody is there, God is there. So in this way, they just satisfy the polluted intelligence. They satisfy their own whimses and try to enjoy as much as possible. But really, there is no enjoyment in the material world. Nobody can enjoy with the current because there is no satisfaction. So in Bhagavad Gita, it is there. Yehi swasparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate ati anta vantatu kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. This all the enjoyment of the senses are because senses coming in contact with the sense objects. So because of the sanskars, because of touch of our senses to sense objects, and that is the birthplace of all the suffering. We are suffering and rotating through so many species of life. It is because of this contact of the senses to the sense objects, and so birthplace of all the suffering is this communication, and that starts because of our desires. So desires has to be Krishna conscious desire. There is be thinking, feeling, willing. That is the natural way the soul is there, and so that will be there. But we have to transfer. The thinking should be about Krishna. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajima namaskaru. So that is, so our feeling should be to feel or touch or conscious about Krishna. That yes, there is a Krishna Lok, I belong to there, I must go to there, the root cause of everything is Krishna. So if we understand through Shastra, through Sadhu, through Guru about the purpose of our life and aim of life, and try to understand, we should see the suffering in this material world. Dukkha Doshano Darshanam. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Deshano Darshanam. That there is suffering in this material world. So unless we see the suffering, then we will think it is all right. So without really knowing Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, and how we are suffering. So even a learned person like Indra one time became a pig. And then he thought that, yes, I have pig legs. I can eat stool. I could remain in a filthy place. It's a very nice. I don't want to become an Indra. Then Brahma had to remove his this attachment to the pig legs and to his wife. He killed them. He chopped them out. And then he came to his senses. So sometimes Krishna gives us some suffering in the material world, and that suffering is to correct our mentality. But this is not our real place. Our real place is the spiritual kingdom. That's where we come from. We have been separated like Nuranjan. Just say that, let me just enjoy, let me just see. I want to stroll around. So he wants to see different bodies, and ultimately found a human body, and he thought it's very nice. city of nine gates. So these nine gates are that we have, that is the human body that we are here. And then again coming to this, rather than only human life is the only way that we could understand about our Krishna consciousness. Others are all suffering yonis. So why not to utilize this to solve all the problems in one stroke? And enough directions are being given by Krishna coming himself, by the sadhus are coming by himself, so many giving us the same instruction are by Shastra, by Guru, by association, by the Sangha, by Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everywhere that we are bombarded with this, and that is the real path. So rather than getting the real path, not seeing that why I am suffering, not asking the question, who am I, why I am suffering, what is my relation, what is my aim, and unless we put that, analyze all these things, we listen to all these things in human form of life, we will be going on suffering, taking birth after birth, taking the similar different bodies. So we will read another verse and then talk in detail about these things. And so we have to go for a spiritual realization and our service to the personality of Godhead. And in that way we will advance and we will understand. We have been attached with the family, tradition, nationality, customs. And so Maya is supplying all this. Oh, you want this? Take it. But then still we are not happy. So we are utilizing our, to a wrong purpose, we are utilizing our human form, are not really solving the problems of life, but getting into more and more problems. Just in one lifetime, this human life, if we spoil it, we could again create 8.4 million another species of life and suffer miserably, initially maybe in the, say, Narakar and the hellish planets, and then again we have been given another bodies. So this is the next verse. It says, Imam tam adhistis kasva purim navamukhim vibho mayopa nitan grannan kama bhogan shatam samaha. My dear Lord, Mr. Purinjan is telling, that is the contaminated intelligence is coming in, telling the Purinjan, I have just arranged the city of nine gates for you so that you can have all kinds of sense gratification. You may live here for 100 years. That is the average human life. And everything for your sense gratification will be supplied. So purport, dharmarth kam mokshanam dara samprapti hetava. The wife is the cause of all kinds of success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately salvation. So wife provides all these things. But that is our really, ultimately, we have to have a save our soul from degradation. But it is like this description is there, that if his wife is a Krishna conscious wife and both together, that's a very good. But otherwise, we could get entrapped. When one accepts a wife, it is to be understood that he is being helped in his progressive march towards the liberation. So that is the actual purpose of taking the grihastha ashram. In the beginning of life, a person is trained as a brahmachari and is then allowed to marry a suitable girl and become a householder. If one is thoroughly trained in household life, he finds all facilities for human life, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, everything is there if it is executed according to the regulative principles. But if you don't arrange, so that is called a grihastha jiva, that both come together. Like brahmacharya training is very much essential. That's why Krishna has created Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhaga. He created these four varna and four ashrams. Ashrams are spiritual practices, but this varna also means ashram, that is our spiritual practice. So brahmacharya ashram, then there is a grihastha ashram. And grihastha ashram, yes, you can enter. Then both wife and husband, together they carry the principles of sadhana bhakti, then raganoga bhakti, and their aim should be one, engage in loving devotional service to the Lord. So that is the normal, but most of the people, they get bewildered. They want to enjoy as much as possible. They don't accept that there is any God. Who has seen Krishna? Who has seen God? This is all mythology. We are born with some chemical combination, and when we die, then Vasmi Bhutasya Devasya. So when this body will become just again again ashes, burned, burned down. Or so again, so why not to just enjoy now? Whatever you have or yavat jivet sukham jivet rinam tratva kartam tevet, you beg, borrow or steal and enjoy the senses, because we came from chemicals and we will end in chemicals with that again. So the next verse, number 38, kamnu tudanyam ramaye yarati yarati kya yama kovidam asamparaya asamparaya abhimukham ashvastana vidam pashum. How can I expect to unite with others who are neither conversant about sex nor capable of knowing how to enjoy life while living or after death? Means you enjoy life after death also, now also. So she's telling that many people are there who don't know and they are not conversant with the sex life and they are not capable of enjoying. But I know and I will give you. So that is the polluted intelligence is telling to the soul or to this person, Puranjan, that you just enjoy and I will provide you all this. Such foolish persons are like animals. So it's condemning to the people who don't enjoy the sex life because they do not know the process of sense enjoyment in this life and after death. So they go on with this aim of life. So Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada is writing, since there are 8.4 million species of life, there are also many different living conditions in the lower grades of life. In plant and tree life, there is no symptom, system or sexual intercourse. In the upper grades, in the life of birds and beasts, there is sex, but the insects and animals do not know how to actually enjoy sex life. In the human form of life, however, there is full knowledge of how to enjoy sex. Indeed, there are many so-called philosophers who give directions on how to enjoy sex life. There is even a science called Kama Shastra, which is the science of sex. In human life, there are also such divisions as Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. There is no sex life except in the Grahastha or householder ashram. The Brahmachari is not allowed any sex. A Vanaprastha voluntarily refrains from sex and Sannyasi is completely renounced. The Karmis do not practice Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha or Sannyas life, for they are very much interested in Grahastha life. In other words, a human being is very much materially inclined. Indeed, all living entities are materially inclined. They prefer Grahastha life because there is a concession for sex. The Karmis think the other is status of life are worse than animal life. Means other status means to become Brahmacharya or Vanaprastha or Sannyasi, it's like suicide. They think that animal life is better than giving up the Grahastha life. We should remain Grahastha for all throughout. Animal also have sex, whereas the Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi is completely give up sex. The Karmis therefore abhor these orders of the spiritual life. So this is the way that just enjoy. There is nothing like spiritual life. We do not know if there is anything higher than just enjoyment. So the topmost, now the purpose of sex life is to progeny. Keep the progeny there in Krishna consciousness. Dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamasmi paradarshana. That if it is not against the principles of dharma, then one can enjoy this. But otherwise, this is just we are suffering in the material world because of this kind of philosophy. So in Bhagavatam also, there is 559 and I think 558 also it gives. And Prabhupada very commonly quotes this verse. Punsha istriya mithuni bhavam etam tayor mitho hrdaya granthi ahu ato grahashetra sutapta vittaya Janasya moho, ayam, aham, mameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. That She's my wife. These are the children born of that. This is my home. This is my bank balance. And they get attached. So they get become bound up very tightly, like somebody may be born with a different kinds of ropes. But the material nature or the Maya binds up this with Maitun Agar, keeps us in this Agar, in this prison house of the material nature. And we keep here unless we understand about the purpose of the life and we have a good association, we will remain trapped. So this is Hrudaya Granthi, the heart knot in the heart. And we go on making more and more tighter and tighter knots. Although a man and woman they may be separate either for the principles of Varnashram or simply to get divorced. In any case, the man always thinks of woman. Even when somebody is a vanprastha or sannyasi, unless they take a good training, then that attraction is there and the woman always thinks of the man. So thus a person becomes materially attached to family, property, children. Although these are all temporary, so we have to see that this is janma mrtyu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. That is a suffering in living in this material world because we don't belong to the material world. And great personalities like Indra, he had connection with Ahilya, or Saumari Muni that we see, that how a little inclination or little seeing the fishes in underneath the water is copulating and his mind got disturbed. So in this way, it takes a lot of training. First in the Brahmacharya Ashram, and then we have to tolerate the each. Prabhupada tells this that it is like our Prahlad Maharaj. It is like a itching of a kanduka. If somebody has an itching disease, like haj, ujli, so eczema, and they itch, it feels better. But then the condition gets worse. The camel, he eats the thorns because it tastes nice, but then he bleeds from his own mouth and then he's bleeding down. So he's taking the blood, but he thinks it's very nice. Same thing with the sex life with a woman. He discharges his semen and then he forgets about like the memory goes down. He gets like with so many, his immunity is down and he really gets entrapped with so many diseases. And his human life is wasted. Suddenly it is all according to the Vedic principles. Means he has grasped life and not Gramedhi. Gramedhi means he takes this life to be just for enjoyment. The purpose of grasped life is enjoyment, and there is no dhitis, there is no offering of prasad, there is no listening of the Bhagavad Katha, there is no offering bhoga to the Lord, eating anything nonsense outside. So when there's a nectar of instruction also, that one, vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vedam rudrupastha vegam. So we have to control all these vegas. Vegas means which are pulling us. So tongue, then you fill up your belly, then you go again for enjoyment, again for upastha, that is sex life. So this is all because of without really understanding. So even after renunciation, one becomes attached to a temple, are to the few things that constitute the property of a sannyasi. But such attachment is not as strong as the family attachment. So as I said, that yes, a sannyasi may also include, may be attached home, or I have nice food. It is possible. But the attachment to the wife or to a woman is the greatest illusion in the material world. So sometimes it is found among exalted personalities like Lord Brahma that the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further his spiritual life and liberation. Nonetheless, most people are bound by the knots of the material relationship and consequently they forget their relationship with Krishna. So this is about the grahastha and grahamedhi life, and one, if they understand, then they could get out of this. So due to the ignorance, the materialistic person, he does not know what is real, his real interest. It's our real interest and the auspicious path in life is simply bound to the material enjoyment by lusty desires. So our desires has to be directed, and all his plans are made for this purpose, for temporary sense gratification. Such a person creates a society of envy because if others are enjoying it, then he becomes envious. Why he is enjoying? Why not me? And me and mine, he plunges into the ocean of suffering. So such a foolish person does not even know about this. Nastadrasta, he has no really drasti that what is the whole purpose. ना सो द कृष्णा सेज दैट नाहम प्रकाशः सर्वस्व योग माया समाप्ता मोरो यम ना भी जाना कि लोको माम अजम अवेय दैट ही इज नॉट मैनिफेस्टेड विद पोल्यूशन अन इंटेलिजेंट ही इज कवर्ड बाय हिज योग माया क्रिएटिव पोटेंसी एंड द दिवाची द डिल्यूडेड पर्सन ही डज नॉट नो हिम एंड ही व्हाट इज हिज पर्पस So we read these three verses. Divacharya Haya Rajam, that in the daytime that he, the person Nidraya Hrayate Nattam, that in the night time is engaged in sleeping and sex life. So Vayaha Divacharya Aham Rajam, in the daytime is worried about earning more money and take care of the family. So this is the life, this is the story of the person who has no Krishna consciousness and they get bound up into the material world. So one should, sadhu means one should really contact a sadhu. He will cut your attachment. He will give you instruction. So you could cut your attachment and our illusion of I and mine. So we have in the material world is a perverted reflection of our law for Krishna. In the material world that has been perverted, the same law has been transferred into this most abominable. The topmost place is the lowest place, just in a reverse arc. Like if you go to the site of the say lake, then the whatever is topmost that will see in at the bottom. So that is the perverted reflection of law is transferred and to the lust in this material world. So we have to understand that. So this kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudra, that kamesha krodesha, because of the kamna, so many desire, then when it is fulfilled, we become lusty. And if it is not fulfilled, we become angry. So this is all because of the rajoguna. And by Krishna, process of Krishna consciousness, we have to elevate that consciousness to satoguna. And from satoguna, we should go to Shuddha Sattva or Vasudeva Sattva. So we should rise there. So this is the lust is the enemy, devouring enemy of the whole, our life, our whole people, our whole society. This is the lust that is the cause. And so it is our greatest enemy. And it is very, very powerful. And rather than it is very powerful, but it can be tamed by practice, by detachment. And we have to associate with the person who are detached from this. So like Haridas Thakur, because he taught, his heart was so pure when he was chanting, and then it changed the consciousness of this prostitute who came to divert him. And in the same way, anybody who is Krishna conscious, who is chanting the holy name, who is spending his time in Krishna conscious activities, whose association is good, he takes only prasad, then in that way we can conquer this lust. In this age, this sannyas order is prohibited. But Prabhupada did it because it was emergency situation to preach. So he, it's alright, you know, it's sannyas, but he has to not that sannyas you take and then again still your mind goes away. It's better to be a grahastha rather than a sannyasi. If as a sannyasi, he cannot control his senses. So it has to be in association with people and should be watched, should never have in a lonely place, should not associate or talk very closely. Because what happens in this material world, that yes, even known or unknown people, and Western culture, now even the Eastern culture, it is all promoting. They will be together, they will start talking with unknown women or women with a man, and they will gradually talk openly about sex life. And Srila Prabhupada is describing his own experiences that I will read to you. Harisauri Prabhu is writing in his book, that is the Transcendental Diary, the fifth version, means the fifth part of that. So when we have a higher taste, so we have to develop a param drasva nivartate. So by Krishna consciousness, by association, we get a higher test. And by the higher test, this lower test, which automatically you will be able to give up. Even so much so that Yamunacharya, he is saying, that when I think of sex life, then my lips, they curl and I spit at the thought. So those kind of activity will be happen automatically if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So only like one may say, I am practicing Krishna consciousness, but your love of Godhead would not be really, you would not be able to go to that level or higher level unless you give up your sex life. Anartha Nivratti, we have to become purified. Like Vishnujan Maharaj, when in his mind only, like he is such a great sannyasi, then he just caught up some women, not that he had any outwardly any relationship with anyone. But then he asked Prabhupada, and he told him, Prabhupada, that if, as a sannyasi, if you have the thoughts of enjoying a woman, even if it is not in a grass way, even in the mind, then you should kill yourself. And he followed Srila Prabhupada without even saying. He disappeared. He went to Allahabad and he drowned there just to prove that, yes, those thoughts, even as a sannyasi, it was a very high level of sannyasi. So everything, whatever, so ashram means it is a culture that we have to adopt. So grihastha ashram, it is fine. It is in one way, the grihasthas are supporting all other forms of, like brahmacharis or sannyasis or vanprasthis. So in every ashram, that is grihastha ashram, so it is glorified some way, but most of the people, they get entrapped with this grihastha life, and then they become brahmacharis, and then they fall down. So it is very, very, this sex life is a very, 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 very strong, very greatest enemy. And then you get trapped because with this, then comes other things. You will like to earn money. Just like you should see this Ajamil's life. Ajamil was a Brahmin and he was practicing nicely, like austerities. He was a grihastha man. He had a wife, he had children, he had father, mother. He just to serve his parents, he went to get some samita and something, flowers, etc. But he saw this prostitute embracing a man. And then he thought, so this is the way that how the one person falls just by talking. So we have to understand who we are, Atma Tattva, that we are not this body, we are the spirit souls, and we have to, our purpose is to connect with the Supreme Spirit that is in Krishna consciousness. So we talked about Pravatti and Nivritti Marga. So Prabhupada's, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, one woman came and asked him that I would like to talk in privacy. And he says, no, although she was like a granddaughter, but he refused her that there is either your husband should come or some another person, and then only I can speak to you. So Chanakya Pandit is saying, Matravat Paradareshu Paradraveshu Lostavat Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu Yatishtatis Pandit, that we should, every woman should be addressed as mother, and that is how we should see any another woman, should not really see the face. Like Lakshman ji always saying that he has never seen the face of Sita Devi. Even in 14 hours, years, he was always awake. He was never even sleeping. But he says that I have seen only the ankle bells of Mother Sita. I do not know his other garments. So that should be... So everything, whatever is there, we should, it is really for understanding God in this human life. It is not for enjoying our senses. But Prabhupada, in 1976, so he was telling the instruction of Lord Rishabdev to his children. And he is narrating that in Vrindavan. And then he will give some of his own experiences. We read this, Punsha Istriya Mitni Bhavam, Etam Tayor Mitro Hadaya Granthis, so that knot is tied up more and more when we go. So attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which tie together hearts of male and female, one becomes attached to his body, home, property, children, relatives, wealth. And this one, that in this way, one increases the life's illusion and thinks in terms of eye and mind. So Prabhupada is emphasizing that we should live a regulated life, responsible, regulated life. And because we want to predominate, but Krishna comes to teach us that he is the predominator. We are not the predominator. We are not the enjoyers. We are not the enjoyer means a bhokta. So bhoktaram yagya tapasa. He is the enjoyer. We are not the proprietor. He is the proprietor. And isha vasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to the Lord. And we are not the controller. He is Ishwara or Parameshwar, Parameshwar. He is the controller, not we. He is just moving us. So regulated means, yes, you can have a wife, but not must. But many people cannot avoid it. But take one wife and remain as a grihast. And there are so many rules and regulations of the grihastha life. It is not whenever I like, I could have sex. No, the whole material world, material civilization is promoting that. There is regulated, like Prabhupada is writing, once a month when there is a menstruation, institution, and if the wife is pregnant, then there is no more sex life. So grihastha means one who follows the rules and regulation of the of the sex life. Just so grihastha and grahamedhi, and what is the regulative principles of this part of the big plan. The big plan is, here is attraction, unsa istriya mithunam, to cut down this attraction between male and female. This is the big plan. Otherwise, there is no need of varnashram. Varnashram means to train the candidate gradually to become free from this entanglement of man and woman. This is the basic principle. Yoga system is also giving the same thing. And he's giving his own. So, Vrindavan atmosphere is ideal for spiritual progress with every facility for surrendering and rendering service to the Lord of Krishna. So, one should be completely separated from this attachment of sex, then he is liberated. Liberation means no more material life, and the basic principle of material life is sex. Therefore, whole Vedic civilization is based on to train people how to become free from sex desire. And he is quoting, like Yamunacharya was telling, that even the thought of sex life made him want to spit. Prabhupada told us that this is the test of advancement. Somebody is advanced, and any thought of that, then he should not be really, he should be condemning, he should spit on that thought. So, there should be in the family, there should be a spiritual value should be there. Bhakti is teaching that how the married people to see their spouses, children and family as they are beloved children of God, brought together are a separate purpose. Nourishing the bodies, minds, souls of the loved one is an integral part. To take care of the family, they are loved. Your Lord one, but they should be taken that whatever is given, it is grahe, say my home, family, wealth, everything belongs to Krishna. And I am just a caretaker for them, I am not the enjoyer. So there should be some appreciation for everybody in the family, even including the family members. Children should not be deprived to express their love. And it should be so an ideal household member considers themselves servants of the Supreme Lord and approach their roles as husband or wife. So we are all servants trying to serve Krishna. So whether it is mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, son, it should be viewed to welfare and happiness of the others in the family. Bhakti culture is considering that any home based on this virtue become a tirth or a holy place. So we should be focused on this. What is the purpose and how we get bound up into this material world. So materialistic beauty. So there was one woman who came to India, and what she is saying that what is right in Germany is wrong in India, and what is right in India is wrong in Germany. The principles of the what is the day to the materialist is night to the introspective sage. And so introspective sage, So what is the day to the materialist is the night, means he does not pay any attention in whatever the karmis are doing. and what is night to all beings. That all beings in the night is enjoyment, whether sex or sleeping. Then the introspective sage is awakened, awakening for the self-control. Remarkable for a person who does not even practice, even that is should be done by everybody, even this German lady saying that it is not even Krishna conscious, but that is way that one should understand. So, and nowadays, the success of a materialistic woman is measured in how many men she can bewilder, she can keep in her control. But that is not the way that together they should come and practice Krishna consciousness. And our satisfaction that never comes, that is the materialistic life. The basic principle of sense gratification is the intense expectation of a certain satisfaction that never comes. So why that when satisfaction is not there, why to indulge in such things? We should understand that there is a spiritual beauty, there is a spiritual world, and we belong to the spiritual world, and we should go to that spiritual kingdom. From here, we never return back. So there is some, just as far a person trapped inside a blind well, getting out of it is very difficult. Similarly, for an attached householder, to get out of the material home is very, very difficult. So this is the quotation, or there is a, that how association of devotees is so much necessary, so much needed, and one can advance further. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, about so much that Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti bina anya kamna, any desire, that desire to other than Krishna Bhakti should be curtailed. Whether it is a, so Vaishnava Achar, in Achar, it is always, so attachment should not be there. But is Sanaj, this word, Sanaj means it is like, Sanghi word comes from Sanaj. And Sanaj means it is Asakti, means attachment. Attachments without Asakti or attachment means one cannot live without that, and one all the time thinks of association with one or any another thing since engaged. So even it is for your own family, your own wife or another, it is still the same thing. Paradhara government, that is already there, but even that is the that is for ordinary, but for particularly for a devotee, even to be attached to your own wife is the Shastra says that one should not be even attached to your own wife or asakti, and that is why it has been said that even one should not see a mannequin, or even one should not see even with lusty desire, or even a dead person. So one should, these things could only be curbed only if one comes to Krishna consciousness. By other than Krishna consciousness, it is not possible to curb these things. Only the way to get out of this, one should not associate with Krishna Bahirmukh, who are not devotees. One may say that, yes, you can go to preach, but do not get any instruction or do not get trapped by their way. Oh, he's enjoying. A sannyasi should not go to a house, a wife, then means another house. If he thinks that, I would have also the same kind of wife and same nice house and I would be enjoying, then it's a degradation for a sannyasi. And that is the instruction given at the time of sannyas that you have to follow the instruction. So, in these verses about this Puranjani that we were reading, that how this day both came together and they were thinking that now we have this body, the human Parva body, city of nine gates, and let us just enjoy it to the fullest extent. Whatever is there, I will satisfy you fully. But we should not be get trapped by this nice sound, nice words, nice beauty, nice. So this is, there are three status of the Puranjan. Jagrati, that enjoyment for the 100 years in the wakeful state. Swapna, that even in the, so playing with a woman in his dream, that is also there. So in Swapna also, because the senses do not function at this time, actions continue with the impression in even in the dream also. Even in the Sushupti, or deep sleep also, one can think of this enjoyment. You may say that he is deeply sleeping. like say he entered the river and a space in the heart. So in the it just continues in the heart. Here the jiva recites during the he's reciting those things even during the deep sleep. So one should be very careful. So in this way the Puranjan got completely captivated by his wife. He fulfilled all her desires and his desires, and he got entangled in mental speculation and due to action because of his lust. And he was cheated and like a foolish man. So he was moving with every move that she will take, he will also follow, like a pet animal. So foolish Puranjan was cheated of his own nature, because our nature is Krishna consciousness. Puranjan means we are the soul, we came to enjoy here separately, and that's why that we means it's the suffering is really of the we attach our mind with the soul. Consciousness with the soul, that whatever is happening in the mind, and because of this attachment that we get entrapped. But soul is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kavudai, that it is really a lover of Krishna. But we have forgotten by coming into the wrong atmosphere. And when we forget, we get covered up by our senses, by our mind, and we think that I am the body, I am the mind. So first knowledge is that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. As long as that he jeev Krishna das, ye vishwas, karlo taro dukhnai. If we could have that form of faith that now I am a Krishna das and I am meant to serve Krishna, this can only happen in human life, then there would be no suffering, any more suffering of Adi Devik, Adi Moti, Adhyatmik, Arjanumar, Pujara, Vyadhi, that could not be there. So I will end here. There are many instructions on this topic, or on this particularly, how one gets attracted with the sex life and remain in the material world, that keeps us perpetually just this just little bit, like even few seconds of enjoyment, then one thinks of that all the time and again tries to arrange. Although there is always a failure, there was never a successful unless they are really grastas in Krishna consciousness. So one should become a grastha, proper grastha, if one has inclination or sense enjoyment. Prabhupada is writing that even when his mother was 7 years old and his father was 11 years old, they got married. He himself got married when his wife was 11 years old and he was, I think, 17 or 18 years old. So in this way, the reason for this earlier marriage, that yes, if there is any inclination, so one would not think of any another woman. When they are become young, when the senses are very strong. So that is the basic reason, but it is also Shastric injunction that at least 16 to 18 year old girl and 25 year male should get married and not prolong that. And because otherwise, everybody would have a certain experience and that would be a greatest degradation. So if you have inclination for sex life, get married. Otherwise, remain brahmacharya with other brahmacharis and practice and spread Krishna consciousness with full vigor. That is also good. So one can do that, provided he is firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness. So thank you, Hare Krishna. You can unmute. And I have never used this Zoom to give the classes, but today is the first time. So you could ask questions, and this would be my first trial.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful and beautiful class. If any other devotees, if you have any questions, please, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for coming on Zoom. It was very, very nice. You could also share it on your page. Thank you for your very wonderful class. Thanks for your association, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you for engaging me in Bhagavad Katha. Yes, there is a question. So you can ask. I did not read the whole thing.
Okay, I can read it for you.
Brother. Yeah, please read that.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I have a question. That one who became serious in Krishna consciousness later in life, how can they take up grihastha life seriously?
Can you read that again? In the
Yeah, I'll read it again. Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I have a question. That one who became serious in Krishna consciousness later in life, how can they take up grihastha life seriously?
So if one is already practicing Krishna consciousness, then how he could be engaged in grihastha life seriously? Yes, it is possible if they have a, they could get married, they could have a, but it is real grihastha life according to the Shastric injunction. They cannot imagine that now I have a full license for my enjoyment, but they should become grihasthis and both together, wife is not his wife. They are all of Krishna's wife, children, home, wealth, everything belongs to Krishna and utilize everything in serving Krishna. In that way, he would not get more entangled. So even if somebody is there, but there is subtle desire maybe there, so there is a special license for grihastha is been given and for say you may say sense enjoyment, even if one is a very much fixed in Krishna consciousness. But there is a possibility to rather than have according to the dharma, according to the spiritual, according to the scriptures, then one can have a wife, one can have but sex life, children, wealth, job. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most of the associates, they were family members. They were not unmarried or brahmacharis or sannyas. Even one, Vasudev, he wanted to go along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, travel with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, no, you remain in your home in grihastha life and practice grihastha life. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Chaitanya Prabhu was avbhut, but he asked him that you go and teach in Bangladesh, Bengal, Odisha, and at Gaudadesh, and you get married. So he instructed him to get married. And he was a brahmachari and an avadhut also. A kind of avadhut is, they don't follow rules or regulations, but is a even topmost of sannyasi also could be an avadhut. But he got married and with Janava and Mataji and another, his sister. And they both spread Krishna consciousness. Janava Mataji was really the head of all the Vaishnavas after Nityananda Prabhu left. So she became the head. So it's not unusual or it's not that one cannot get married. Even if somebody is serious or a very strong devotee, one can, if there is slight desire, then better to be a gentleman, get married, and both practice Krishna consciousness.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Krishna Prabhuji.
Can I see the people who are asking the question? I can see their face.
Yes, Prabhu, we'll ask them to switch on their video.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. As usual, very nectar and class. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Very nice class, Prabhuji, as always. Very nice Bhagavad Katha. Thank you so much.
Thank you for encouraging me. But I had a lot of difficulty in getting in touch with the, like how to use this Zoom. But I hope that I will learn. And may have a better equipment.
Say at the beginning, you will have difficulty, but later it's good to use, Prabhuji. It's like, you know, okay. Yeah, it's better than phone. We can see you, Prabhuji, while giving class, and we can hear you. Okay. It's nice. Okay. It's like, you know, it's just like you are giving class in the temple, and we are sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear so many classes on Zoom and Tohoku Temple and other places, but mm-hmm. I never use myself.
No, Prabhuji, you can use now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for teaching. Should we end now? If there is any, no other
anybody
questions.
Anybody has any question?
Hare Krishna, if nobody have any questions, we can pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpata rupyasya
vancha kripasya
vancha evachita
naam paamne vaishnava
anantamati vaishnava vrindati jay
gaurav jay gaurav
jay
grace samakrishna prabhuji jay. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your respected
class. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
We can discontinue now.